Junk takes everything and gives nothing but insurance against junk sickness. Every now and then I took a good look at the deal I was giving myself and decided to take the cure. When you're getting plenty of junk, kicking looks easy. You say, I'm not getting any kick from the shots anymore, I might as well quit. But when you cut down into junk sickness, the picture looks different. One morning in April, I woke up a little sick. I lay there looking at shadows on the white plaster ceiling. I remembered a long time ago when I lay in bed beside my mother, watching lights from the street move across the ceiling and down the walls. I felt the sharp nostalgia of train whistles, piano music down a city street, burning leaves. A mild degree of junk sickness always brought me the magic of childhood. It never fails, I thought, just like a shot. I wonder if all junkies score for this wonderful stuff. I went into the bathroom to take a shot. I was a long time hitting a vein. The needle clogged twice. Blood ran down my arm. The junk spread through my body, an injection of death. The dream was gone. I looked down at the blood that ran from elbow to wrist. I felt a sudden pity for the violated veins and tissue. Tenderly, I wiped the blood off my arm. I'm going to quit, I said aloud. Then I started drinking. I had never been able to drink before when I was on the junk or junk sick. But eating hop is different from shooting the white stuff. You can mix hop and lush. At first, I started drinking at 5 in the afternoon. After a week, I started drinking at 8 in the morning. Stayed drunk all day and all night and woke up drunk the next morning. Every morning when I woke up, I washed down Benzedrine, Sanicine and a piece of hop with black coffee and a shot of tequila. Then I lay back and closed my eyes and tried to piece together the night before and yesterday. Often I drew a blank from noon on. You sometimes wake up from a dream and think, thank God I didn't really do that. Reconstructing a period of blackout, you think, my God, did I really do it? The line between saying and thinking is blurred. Did you say it or just think it? After 10 days of the cure, I had deteriorated shockingly. My clothes were spotted and stiff from the drinks I had spilled all over myself. I never bathed. I had lost weight. My hands shook. I was always spilling things, knocking over chairs and falling down. But I seemed to have unlimited energy and a capacity for liquor I never had before. My emotions spilled out everywhere. I was uncontrollably sociable and would talk to anybody I could pin down. I forced distastefully intimate confidences on perfect strangers. Several times I made the crudest sexual propositions to people who had given no hint of reciprocity. I was around every few days. I'm glad to see you getting off, Bill. May I fall down and be paralyzed if I don't mean it. But if you get too sick and start to puke, here's 5 centigrams of M. Ike took a severe view of my drinking. You're drinking, Bill. You're drinking and getting crazy. You look terrible. You look terrible in your face. Better you should go back to stuff than drink like this.